Welcome to our Good Friday service. It's good to be together on this most holy day. We hear these words in Scripture. God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We begin with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Saviour of the world, we come to give thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. You did not deserve to die, and we did not deserve you. Crucified between criminals, cursed and spat upon, you chose death so that we could have life. Forgive us for not knowing what we've done. Open our eyes to see what you are doing now, as through wood and nails you transform us by your grace. Amen. We sing our first song for Good Friday. Come and see, come and see, come and see the King of Love. Well, now we've got an activity which should be interesting. What I'd like you to do is to get yourself a sheet of paper just like this. And it doesn't really matter what size, but this is an A4 piece of paper. It doesn't have to be white. It can be any colour, really. So if you'd like to get yourself a piece of paper. Now, when I sent through to you the order of service, I also sent some instructions just in case what I'm doing isn't quite clear. Okay, so first of all, if you get your sheet of paper and fold it like this. So you fold it across, and so your paper should look like that. Okay, and just make sure the creases are there. And then you take your piece of paper and you fold that across. So now it's gone from that to that. Then you take your piece of paper and you fold that down across like that. And then finally, put it in half. It's really a bit of sort of Christian origami, if you like. And then what you do is you take either a pair of scissors, if you can't tear it, but if you can tear it, just tear it down like that, and that's what you've got left. Now, if you open it, you should have yourself a cross. Okay. If you want to pause this recording and go back and look at that again, or just have a go. But once you've finished with your cross, if you'd like to take some kind of marker pen and write your name on your cross. So obviously it's backwards for you. So can you see it there? There we go. So you've got your name on your cross. Of course, this is quite a simple piece of paper, but the cross was a simple method of killing people. Two beams of wood, and plenty of people were killed along with Jesus, including two criminals. So we're going to hear now our reading for Good Friday, and that's taken from Luke chapter 23 and verses 44 to 49. And again, Mike is going to come and bring that reading to us. Thank you, Mike.
Now we read about the death of Jesus. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Mike. Well, now we are going to watch the Godly Play session and looking at the Lenten Cross. So this may be a separate link for you there. I'm not quite sure how this is going to come out, but this is an opportunity for you just to watch and reflect. Well, now having watched the Godly Play, you there, Mike?
Yep.
Okay. Now having watched the Godly Play, we're going to sing together, "How Deep the Father's Love for Us." So let's sing in praise of our Saviour. We finish our series, Words from the Cross, today. And the final words from the cross that we have taken from Luke's Gospel: "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Among Jesus' last words we've looked at over these last few weeks, among them include, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We read in Mark 15. Last night at Maundy Thursday, we looked at Jesus' final words in John's Gospel: "It is finished." Today we focus on the last words of Jesus according to Luke: "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Now, this was the traditional prayer of every devout Jew before going to sleep. Jesus chose to pray this prayer as he entered the sleep of death, the ultimate sleep. This prayer of Jesus is found in Psalm 31, verse 5. In that psalm, King David was asking to be preserved from death. But when Jesus, the Son of David, prayed this prayer, it was a prayer of trust at the moment of death. And Jesus prayed this prayer in a way no other Jew had ever prayed this prayer, because he added the word "Father." Jesus always sought to please the Father. We read that in John 8:29. Even from a young age, Jesus knew he had to be in his Father's house. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Just as the Father was Jesus' concern throughout his life, so his Father was his concern in death. Now, this Jewish bedtime prayer, if you read Psalm 31, verse 5, it goes on to say, "Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth." And that's exactly what Jesus was doing on the cross, redeeming us, exchanging his life for ours. He took our place on the cross. And Luke tells us, then he breathed his last. Maybe it's impossible to say, but what would be your dying prayer? Would it be a prayer of trust in your Redeemer? I hope so. Let's pray. Mighty God, Lord of life and death, hold us in your hands throughout our lives. We pray for the world at this time, that people may hear the good news of the Saviour. We pray for those closest to us, our families, our church family, our friends, our neighbours. We also pray for our government at this time and our Prime Minister. We pray for medical staff and all still working to keep essential services running. We pray for those who are isolated and struggling, especially those who've lost loved ones during this difficult season in the life of the world. Lord, have mercy on us for your glory's sake. Amen. We sing our closing hymn for Good Friday. What other hymn could we sing but possibly the greatest hymn of all time? When I survey the wondrous cross. Well, it's good to be with you on this Good Friday. And even though we can't be together, I'm glad that we can at least share in this time together. We will gather for those who want to early morning for the sunrise service. Again, that will be posted by Mike on the website, and our Easter morning service, again, posted on our website. But for now, on this Good Friday, let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that on that Good Friday you showed your love for us by giving your only Son Jesus to die upon the cross. Father, we now commit our lives into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.